Previously on The Princess of South Beach, Maria del Carmen and Estrella went to see Dr. Hidalgo, where Maria found out that I, Gloria, had had an abortion shortly before the accident and that I had also asked for some DNA testing because of secret letters claiming the Calderons aren't my real parents.
What?
Meanwhile, my father, Esteban, made Nacho, my boyfriend's father, his campaign manager for his mayoral campaign. Things keep spicing up as Nacho apparently also has some money issues. Phew. Well, let's keep rolling.
Bueno, Gloria, those samples should be enough to run the tests. Mm-hmm. We'll call you back when we get the DNA results.
Thank you, doctor. I don't have a phone. Estrella?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give them your number? I'm waiting on the results of some tests.
Of course, Señorita Gloria.
Estrella,
mm-hmm.
Can I talk to you alone for a moment?
Sí, como no, doctor.
Estrella, have you noticed that Gloria has been acting very strange?
Oh, I thought it was just me. Yes, super strange.
Physically, she's in perfect health, but I think she may be on the verge of a mental breakdown. I advise you to not leave her by herself until she's better.
Sure thing, doctor.
Looks like Estrella just became Maria's nanny. But with all the drama, it seems like what Maria really wants is a nun.
Gloria? Gloria, wait!
What?
What did the doctor tell you? How's the baby doing?
The baby?
Mm-hmm.
There is no baby.
Oh my God! Did you lose it in the accident?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
You know, I don't want to talk about it right now. I feel like I need some time alone. I'm going for a walk by myself.
Well, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Estrella, I'm fine.
But the doctor told me to, and she explicitly...
I'm asking you as a favor to please leave me alone.
But I don't think...
Well, Maria, what do you think I would do in this situation? Estrella.
Yeah?
You're a maid, and you work for me, right?
Yes.
Then I'm ordering you to go back home.
Looks like you're feeling more like yourself again. Okay, I'll wait for you back home.
Thank you. Wow, Maria. I didn't think you had it in you. But just because you give orders doesn't mean they'll be followed. And where do you think you're going, hermanita? Excuse me, senor. Is this the bus that takes you to the Convent of las Hermanas de la Santa Misericordia de Jesucristo Nuestro Señor y Esperanza Eterna Santificado sea su...
Sí, sí, sí. This is the one, okay?
Cool.
Now hurry up. Oye, oye, oye. Has anyone ever told you you look like Gloria Calderón?
No. First time. And while Maria is on her way back to the comfort of the nuns... Luisa is having a crisis of her own.
So then, Luisa, how have you been feeling this past week?
I already told you. Good. Perfect. Excellent.
Luisa,
mm-hmm.
I've been your psychiatrist for almost 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And every single session, you say the same exact thing up until there are only 10 minutes left in the session, and then you decide to tell me all of your problems.
What are you talking about? I'm Luisa Calderón.
I don't have problems. Luisa, everybody has problems. Even the Pope has problems. We've already talked about how your fear of opening up to others stems from the same trauma of never receiving your father's love.
Unbelievable. Who do you think you are talking to me like that?
Your therapist? Talking to you like that is literally my job. Luisa, por favor, sit down. Your pacing is wearing a hole in the carpet.
Ay, bueno.
Now, take a deep breath.
Ugh.
What's bothering you?
Well, if you really want to know so badly, I think Esteban is cheating on me.
I see. And why do you think your husband's being unfaithful?
He's working late every single night, and when he gets home, he doesn't even want to touch me.
When was the last time he touched you?
October.
Oh, bueno. That's not that bad.
Of 2001.
Okay, that's concerning.
He's obsessed with this idea of becoming the mayor. And ever since he started working with this man, Nacho, he's stopped talking to me. Sure, he hasn't touched me in almost 2 decades, but at least before, we would talk. I can feel it in my bones. Something different is happening.
You know, sometimes trauma takes years to manifest itself. I think what we are witnessing here is the result of years of suppressing internal trauma.
Me? Trauma? I already told you I don't have any trauma or problems. I am Luisa Calderon!
You know, repeating your name doesn't get rid of your traumas. Now, let's talk about your father.
My father has nothing to do with this.
Luisa, why are you so scared to talk about him?
I'm not! My father didn't traumatize me. I just hear his voice calling me useless every time I look at myself in the mirror and in my dreams and any time there's a lull in a conversation.
Luisa, The way a father treats his daughter is crucial in the formation of a woman's self-esteem.
My self-esteem is fine!
Mm-hmm. Since I started seeing you, you've gotten 17 plastic surgeries.
No one said self-esteem was free.
Luisa, a woman's worth is about a lot more than her physical beauty.
That's what people who can't afford plastic surgery say.
Have you been doing your daily affirmations?
I see. I'm intelligent, beautiful, and powerful.
Good, good. But, Luisa, You can't just say it, you know? You have to believe it. Your self-worth should come from yourself, not your father, not your husband. Now, looks like we're out of time.
Wow. Mami Luisa had more inner demons than I knew. I wonder how Maria del Carmen is handling hers.
Hey, tea lovers. It's me, Tatiana. Obviously. Boy, do we have a juicy scoop for you on the next Tea with Tatiana. Next week's guest? Well, none other than Gloria's number one fan, Gloriana. Get ready to do some double takes as you try to figure out, wait, is this actually Gloria? Spoiler alert, it's absolutely not. She also mentioned something about how she felt more comfortable being herself after buying a Lincoln Aviator GT. I have so many questions. All of them are good. I mean it. All right, that's it for now. But be sure to tune in next time for more scandalous rumors about the Calderones on the next Tea with Tatiana.
Wow. Mami Luisa had more inner demons than I knew. I wonder how Maria del Carmen is handling hers. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. This is my 148th confession, and these are my... Father? Hello?
Maria del Carmen?
Hermana Claudia? What are you doing inside the confessional booth?
I fell asleep in here. I was hiding from Hermana Susana. She's a good nun, but so annoying. Ay, como esa mujer insoportable a veces. Wait, what are you doing here? Hector Enrique Valdez called me to tell me you never showed up for the second day of work. We've been worried sick.
Oh, sorry. Ay, Hermana Claudia. I've missed you so much. You won't believe what happened to me. Everything in Miami is so much crazier than you told me.
I told you that reggaeton was the work of the devil.
No, hermana, I need your help. I don't know what to do.
Ay, Dios mío, bueno, pues tell me, hija. Vamos a resolver. There's nothing that prayer can't solve, okay?
I think we're gonna need more than prayers for this one. Do you know who Gloria Calderon is? Be careful with your story, Maria del Carmen. You never know who might be listening.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Yvonne Cole, Ex Mayo, Lara Gomez, and Laura Stracco. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.